Think of battle or conflict as existing on a kind of chessboard. The chessboard's center can be physical, an actual place like Marathon, or more subtle and psychological. The levers of power within a group, the support of a critical ally, a troublemaker at the eye of the storm. Take the center of the chessboard and the enemy will naturally break into parts, trying to hit you from more than one side. These smaller parts are now manageable, can be defeated in detail, or forced to divide yet again. And once something large is divided, it is prone to further division, to being splintered into nothingness. Keys to Warfare. In 338 BC, Rome defeated its greatest enemy at the time, the Latin League, a confederation of Italian cities that had formed to block Rome's expansion. With this victory, however, the Romans faced a new problem: how to govern the region. If they crushed the League's members, they would leave a power vacuum, and down the road, another enemy would emerge that might prove a still greater threat. If they simply swallowed up the cities of the League, they would dilute the power and prestige of Rome, giving themselves too large an area to protect and police. The solution the Romans came up with, which they would later call divide et impera, divide and rule, was to become the strategy by which they forged their empire. Essentially, they broke up the League, but did not treat all of its parts equally. Instead, they created a system whereby some of its cities were incorporated into Roman territory and their residents given full privileges as Roman citizens. Others were deprived of most of their territory, but granted near total independence, and others still were broken up and heavily colonized with Roman citizens. No single city was left powerful enough to challenge Rome, which retained the central position. As the saying goes, all roads led to Rome. The key to the system was that if an independent city proved itself loyal enough to Rome, or fought well enough for Rome, it won the chance of being incorporated into the empire. The individual cities now saw it as more in their interest to gain Rome's favor than to ally themselves elsewhere. Rome held out the prospect of great power, wealth, and protection, while isolation from Rome was dangerous. And so the once proud members of the Latin League now competed against one another for Rome's attention. Divide and rule is a powerful strategy for governing any group. It is based on a key principle. Within any organization, people naturally form smaller groups based on mutual self-interest. The primitive desire to find strength in numbers. These subgroups form power bases that, left unchecked, will threaten the organization as a whole. The formation of parties and factions can be a leader's greatest threat, for in time, these factions will naturally work to secure their own interests before those of the greater group. The solution is to divide to rule. To do so, you must first establish yourself as the center of power. Individuals must know they need to compete for your approval. There has to be more to be gained by pleasing the leader than by trying to form a power base within the group.